Anti-coconut campaign.
I can't wait to see this movie. You've got the tickets, right?
Yes, yes. Don't worry, they're in my pocket.
Great! Well, I'm just going to the concession stand to get some popcorn. Shall I get you the large size with cola?
Actually, I don't want any, thanks.
What? We always get popcorn. You once said that if there was one thing you couldn't live without, it was popcorn.
I know, but it just doesn't taste good anymore. It was crazy for the city to pass a law against the use of coconut oil in popcorn.
Well, after they found out about what bad effects too much coconut oil can have on people's health, they did it to protect us.
Protect us from what? A little fat? Smoking is not supposed to be good for you either, but there's no law against buying cigarettes.
No, but you can't smoke them in many places, and everyone knows how dangerous smoking is.
Yeah, we all know that smoking can be harmful to not only your own health, but also to other people's. But really, who are we hurting by eating some popcorn?
Just us, I suppose.
How much are we really hurting ourselves? I mean, how often do we eat movie theater popcorn? Maybe 5 or 6 times a year, right?
Yeah, I guess we can't be in too much danger. Some people eat popcorn all the time.
I'm just sick of the government treating us like little kids. We don't need to be told what we can and can't eat all the time. Do they think that we can't make decisions for ourselves?
Well, at least we can still get a soda here.
Great. Then let's get an extra, extra large one.
That doesn't sound healthy either.
Don't tell me you think we should stop drinking soda, too.
No, but maybe we shouldn't joke about our health. I did see a documentary on TV which showed some cultures using lots of coconut oil in their meals. As a result, they have high rates of obesity. And they have diseases, such as diabetes and heart disease. It really put me off coconut oil.
Really?
Yes, I don't want to use coconut oil again.
That's scary.
Exactly.